In a world in which so many masters want to direct and guide us, we need a scale of values that gives primacy to God and to realize that Jesus Christ is the only Lord of our lives. This was the message at the heart of Pope Benedict XVI's Wednesday audience. The Holy Father's appointment with pilgrims from across the world was moved indoors this week to the Paul VI Audience Hall, as summer temperatures continue to climb here in the Eternal City.
Dear brothers and sisters,
in his catechesis, Pope Benedict continued his series on Christian prayer and the letters of St. Paul, focusing this week on the Christological hymn in the letter to the Philippians.
As part of our continuing reflection on prayer, in the letters of St. Paul, we now turn to the great Christological hymn found in the letter to the Philippians. Paul, a prisoner for the gospel, exhorts his hearers to the deep joy which is the fruit of our imitation of God's Son, who humbled himself and took on our human nature.
Pope Benedict continued, human logic, however, often seeks self-realization in power, dominion, in powerful means. The incarnation and cross, however, remind us that full realization is found in conforming our human will to the Father, in emptying ourselves of selfishness, of filling ourselves with love, God's charity, and thus truly being able to love others.
Christ's complete obedience to the will of the Father, even to death on the cross, reverses the sin of Adam and restores our original dignity. Therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him the name of Lord. At the name of Jesus, then every knee must be bent in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. As Jesus' exaltation took place through this abasement, so in our lives and our prayer, we discover that by lowering ourselves in humility and love, we are lifted up to God. May we more frequently bend the knee in praise and worship of Christ's divinity and his lordship over all creation. In our prayer, may we bear more faithful witnesses of his sovereignty in our every thought, word, and deed. I offer a warm welcome to the ecumenical delegation of Christian leaders from Korea. I greet the pilgrimage groups from Nigeria, South Africa, and Swaziland. My greeting also goes to the many student groups present, upon all things speaking pilgrims and visitors, including those from England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, Norway, Australia, the Bahamas, and the United States of America. I know God's blessings of joy and peace. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentatione, sed libera nos a malo. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.